A bit of a nervous wait for home buyers or locals with an existing mortgage, with the Reserve Bank preparing to meet this afternoon. Economists are predicting another cash rate hike of 0.5%. If that happens, the rate will reach its highest level seen in more than 6 years. The Prime Minister says his government understands people are doing it tough. It comes as many charities and support services here on the coast are reporting a sharp rise in the number of people seeking help for basic things like food and accommodation, with the coast rental vacancy rate at just 0.6%, while the average rent has risen 17.6% in the past year. Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service will conduct a planned burn from today within Meriden Hill section of Mooloolah River National Park. All trails in the area will be closed for the duration of the burn, and as a result, smoke may be seen in Glenview, Mooloolah and Landsborough. A reminder from authorities that the three-month closed season for fishing in the Mary River starts this week. The closed season applies to the Mary River south of Gympie, including Six Mile Creek, Amamore Creek, Kandanga, Yabba, Ballai and Obiobi Creeks. The three-month ban coincides with the breeding season of the endangered Mary River cod. And in sport, Aussie swim star Kyle Chalmers has claimed his third gold medal of the Com Games. Chalmers stormed home in the 100 freestyle final amid an emotional week, while former USC Spartan Kaylee McEwen is also bringing home gold after winning the 100 backstroke final. And Sunshine Coast product Lani Pallister returned to competition strongly after a bout of COVID to win her first semi-final in the women's 800 freestyle.